We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. I am your host, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me,
Bill Sardi, your resident health journalist. I like to call myself a health journalist, not a medical journalist, because those medical journalists are missing the big stories talking about medicines. We like to talk about
health.
Health. Thank you, David.
Now,
so fill in the blanks, but the problem is that modern medicine is selling fear and we're selling health. Which one wins?
Well, too often fear wins, but we're going to try and do something about that. You know what I tell people? I'm much more afraid of medications. And so I figure diet, lifestyle, and nutrition is my best bet to be healthy. Bill, before we get, we promised people last week that we would address some of their questions. And I'll remind everybody that we have a toll-free number at Have a Heart Health Radio. We'd love to hear from you. Any suggestions, any comments, any questions, you want information, here's the toll-free number. It's easy to remember, 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278, 844-49-HEART. And you can call up. And we'll try to, each week, if we can, address some of your questions. Well, Bill, we've had a lot of people call in, and I want to get to some of their questions here. We had Sylvina call in, and she had a couple of good questions. So here was one of them. She has a relative who's having some, like, osteoporosis issues and is doing coral calcium for the bones. And her question to us was, number one, what did we think of coral calcium? And, of course, the doctors want to use Fosamax, which is one of the leading, quote, osteoporosis drugs. So, you know what? Let's start with Fosamax. And I'll lead in here real quick. Before we talk about the bad effects, I found an article written by a doctor in Sacramento and talking about the concept of the number needed to treat, often called the NNT. And basically, Fosamax, on average, 2,000 women had to take Fosamax for 5 years to prevent a fracture. It doesn't do much. I heard a radio clip where a doctor from NASA was explaining how you couldn't use Fosamax to send people to Mars because after about 6 months, the bones start degrading. For about 6 months, it might seem to make them stronger, but as his quote was, causes more problems. So, I've never been a fan of Fosamax. So what do you know about it?
You're going to have terrible bone pain. You're going to stop taking it, most likely. It's a miserable drug. It should have never been used. Now, what is it trying to really do? Harden the bone. Well, we don't want to soften the bone like if you're deficient in vitamin D, you have osteomalacia when you're a kid, and you have this rickets softening of bones when you're a kid and osteomalacia when you're an adult. And so you don't want it that way, but you do want a flexible bone, which you get out of magnesium. Most of the crystals in your bone are calcium. Magnesium breaks that up and makes flexible bones. So you can lean on your hip, and the leg bone can adjust and bend a little bit, keeps it from being brittle. But what they want to do is harden. Okay, now, how would you harden bone? Well, you'd think of it as fluoride, really. Not that I'm coaching you to go there. But you notice that the dentists use fluoride in order to harden the teeth. And then once the teeth, the enamel is hard, then it's very difficult for the sugars to break down. The sugar feeds a bacterium that's acid forming, and that acid will then break down the enamel on the teeth. So they're trying to get you to do it with fluoride. But nature provides another wonderful mineral called boron. And boron is going to help you harden your bone in the right way. And so that's what you should be using if you're just trying to do what it does. Your problem is that you need to utilize the calcium you have in your diet And the assumption is that you have a calcium deficiency if you have osteoporosis. No, you have an estrogen deficiency. Now, it should be obvious to women, but and doctors, that what happened was all women didn't stop eating calcium at the same time as they approached the change of life. They stopped making estrogen. And estrogen sends a signal to hold the calcium in the bone. Now, what is osteoporosis? It's the loss of calcium from the bone and being deposited, unfortunately, into the arteries, making them stiff. So you have two diseases linked together. One, the bone withers. Two, the arteries stiffen and causes heart disease. So we want to stop both, and you do it with what you naturally had originally, estrogen. Oh, no, say the ladies. I don't want to take estrogen. Well, in the first place, they scared women away from estrogen needlessly because they want it. Once women are off their estrogen, they need an antidepressant, a bone-hardening drug. They need something for anxiety. They need something for blood pressure, and it goes on and on and on. So they make a bonanza by getting women off of estrogen. Now, what women need is bioidentical hormones, not the horse mare urine. They get horse mares, and they get their urine, and then they pull out the estrogen there. You want a real, the same molecule your body makes, and that's bioidentical. It's made from yams, and they treat it in a special way, and you get the exact same molecule that the human body makes. So you can ask doctors who do this bioidentical hormones. Suzanne Summers, very well known for her advocacy for bioidentical hormones. Now, what can you do short of that? Flaxseed meal, the crushed flaxseed, has phytoestrogens, plant estrogens. They're very weak. Don't get afraid of them. Ladies, they showed you could use it with tamoxifen. It makes tamoxifen, the breast cancer drug, work better. But 2 tablespoons of flaxseed meal, put it in cereal, put it in your yogurt, put it in your salad. It will do wonders for you, ladies. It's wonderful for you. By the way, anybody with acne at any age, flaxseed meal is good for you. And then resveratrol for something that's extracted, and a concentrated extract. Resveratrol from red wine is helping produce osteocalcin, which is the hormone that rebuilds your bone. So it's very important that you replace the estrogen signal, not calcium. You're getting enough calcium out of your diet. Now, all you're doing is pouring more calcium in a barrel that has a hole in the bottom. Your bones, it's going in and out because you have the loss of estrogen, so it won't hold it, and it goes out into your arteries. So all you're doing is stiffening your arteries by taking calcium pills.
Doctors
are so dummy about this. You do not need calcium pills. Get it out of your diet. That's all you need.
Well, this leads us, you know, to the second part of the question. Obviously, and I would just chime in, you mentioned boron. As far as some of the supplements, obviously vitamin D3, a good quality magnesium, and vitamin K2, what they call MK7,
yes,
are your builders. But, you know, coral calcium, obviously, I think people understand that we don't think calcium supplements are a great idea for adults. You need them when you're growing up because you've talked about the over-mineralization theory of aging. We're just rusting and calcifying. But coral calcium, Bill, that I think people have gotten over that. There was a popular infomercial. But calcium, coral calcium always seemed to me just like calcium carbonate with some trace minerals. I never thought there was anything really special about that.
Coral calcium was pushed by Dr. Robert Barefoot. I don't know where we got the doctor part of him. He wrote a book. He said the longevity on the southern isle of Japan, Okinawa, was due to the coral calcium. They had no idea what coral calcium was. It was due to the shortage of food there. We've talked about this, and they had a food shortage mimicking calorie restriction. Since then, their economy has improved a great deal. They have more food. And some of the wonderful life lengthening qualities, healthy qualities on the island of Okinawa have vanished because they're overeating now. But the issue was that how they did this was calorie restriction. Again, it had nothing to do with coral calcium. They weren't taking coral calcium pills. And countries of the world that eat the most calcium. That would be the dairy countries where there's water and therefore cattle. And those countries to be Scandinavia, Ireland, North America, and New Zealand. And those countries have the highest rates of arterial calcification. So heart disease, in other words. So that's what they have. So calcium is good for you when you're growing as a kid. Calcium is good for you when you are having babies. That's all good. Kids get way too much calcium. We're giving the cow's milk calcium, which is enough to, you know, feed a new baby cow. So we don't really need all that calcium. But we make do with it because we're growing and it goes into our bones and it has someplace to go. But in males, once they're fully grown, it will only calcify them because they don't need as much after they're fully grown. Females, after they're fully grown and have had all their babies, then, of course, they need to ease up on the calcium. And I meet a lot of women, and they just think having 4 glasses of milk a day is good because their bones, they don't need it later in life. You don't need all that calcium. You need to hold the calcium.
Right. Now, we're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. But I want to just quickly deal with the first part of Sylvina's question about astaxanthin. I know this is a carotenoid. It's quite interesting. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Bill his thoughts on that nutrient. But Sylvina was talking about somebody promoting astaxanthin as 6,000 times stronger than vitamin C. And let me just say this because I'm exposed to a lot of vitamin marketing. You know, most nutrients have many, many functions. And sometimes to get you interested in something, you'll take one nutrient that will do a very specific function better than the other nutrient. So someone will say, pycnogenol is 1,000 times stronger than vitamin E. Well, maybe it's preserving an oil, but it doesn't replace vitamin E. So the one thing is, you know, you don't have to eat every vegetable in the world all at once, but a carrot doesn't replace a tomato. Tomato doesn't replace broccoli. So, you know, we would like to get a wide variety of nutrients from our food and our supplements. But when we come back, I'm going to let Bill tell you about astaxanthin, so don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955. 674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and with me, health journalist Bill Sardi. We're starting the first part of this show, answering some questions from people who've called into our toll-free number, 844-49-HEART. Now, Bill, I mentioned astaxanthin, sort of hard to pronounce. You got to practice, hard to spell. A lot of people are pretty excited about it. Is it hype, or is there something to this?
Astaxanthin, let's go through the colored pigment antioxidants. They're fat-soluble, and they're called beta-carotene, the orange one, and lutein, the yellow one, and lycopene, the red one, and astaxanthin's kind of the pink one, okay, the one that we see in the pink salmon, the one we see in the flamingos. Now, they don't make it in their body. It's what they eat. So they eat little crustaceans and things that have it in it. So it can grow in the water. That's where they get it. So that pigment, all of the carotenoids, that variety of red, yellow, pink, and orange, they are target antioxidants. For instance, lutein targets and is concentrated in the eye. And lycopene is concentrated in the prostate gland for males, and so on. So they have a place to go. Where does astaxanthin really go? The skin. Now, they all end up in the skin when you give them in supplement form because it's more than the body can use, and they then shuttle all carotenoids to the skin. So if you wanted the best natural sunscreens, you would take high dose beta-carotene, lutein, lycopene, and particularly astaxanthin. We'll tell you why. So I know that people have called me. I got them into high-dose beta-carotene like 25 milligrams years ago, and they would go, oh, to the Caribbean for a vacation, and they'd be out on a boat, and they wouldn't burn out in the sun as long as they got that high-dose beta-carotene because it goes to the liver, and it'll make some vitamin A there, and the excess goes to your skin, and it blocks the sun rays from getting through all the deep layer tissues of the skin. Now, where astaxanthin's different, where beta-carotene comes into the skin and it's vertical, it's parallel, like up and down is the way we think of it. So astaxanthin is horizontal, so it has a shadow, it covers more skin, and therefore it is far better. And there are reports of all the carotenoids reducing wrinkles in people, but particularly astaxanthin because it is so much better sunscreen. And I like it a lot for that reason. The people with Fuji Health in Japan, they're from Fuji, Japan, Mount Fuji area, and they've come and lectured me about it. And it is really a marvelous, wonderful thing. If you want radiant, beautiful, younger skin, want to get rid of some of those wrinkles and areas under the neck for women, around the eyes and so on, you want to use some astaxanthin. And it will reverse and certainly slow down some of those aging wrinkle signs that people have. So it's the nature of how it works and where it goes. And it, when you take it in supplement form, it makes its way to the skin where it's stored there.
Right. I had seen a study. What got me first interested in it many years ago, I'd seen a study where they had a control group of, I forget if it was mice or rats, that was fed astaxanthin and then a control group, and they irradiated their eyes, and the astaxanthin had a dramatic effect in protecting the vision. So it's a little carotenoid. I certainly take it. It's being studied for a variety of things. Yeah, Bill, since we're talking about some of these exotic nutrients, if you will, and trying to point out to people, you know, are they hyped or is there something to this? When I first got in the health food industry, a lot of people were talking about Laetril, and sometimes referred to as vitamin B17. And, you know, it was one of those things, is it a cancer cure? Is it a fraud? To this day, people are interested in it. I guess it occurs naturally in apricot pits. What do you know about this? You wrote, it's out of print now, but you wrote a fantastic book on cancer called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore. It was meticulously referenced. Can you tell us something about what's called B17?
Vitamin B17, who was our author, Griffin, who wrote the book World Without Cancer? And he talked about Laetril or vitamin B17. It's not a vitamin. The active ingredient is called amygdalin, and it is really cyanide therapy. Okay, so somebody wrote an article, The Cult of Cyanide, Promoting Poison for Profit, Laetril. Victor Herbert wrote that a number of years ago. False claims about vitamin B17. These are article titles I'm reading to you. There's a lot of criticism of it and that it doesn't work. Let me tell you, I have been a critic of vitamin B17 because we just can't find any evidence that it really works. Now, there were doctors using it intravenously, and they got chased out of the business. It's cyanide, and it will kill cancer cells, but it'll also kill healthy cells. But wait a minute. We have a new understanding of vitamin B17. Don't go get apricot pits, please. But the little pills where they're selling the ground-up kernels or the concentrate of amygdalin, the vitamin B17, you might benefit from that. Why? Now, don't take too much. But cyanide, we've been trying to teach something on this program, Your body has a defensive antioxidant system. Cyanide's obviously not good for us. But if you get a little bit of it, you'll turn on the body's antioxidant systems. And I was unbelievably surprised when I learned, as I went to Amazon.com. You go to Amazon.com and type in vitamin B17. And you'll go to their forums and you will see many, many, many testimonies of people with no commercial interest claiming that their cancer subsided when they began taking this, and they're convincing, and they're not selling any product. And I once said, wouldn't it be nice if we got the FDA out of the way? They just were there to make sure things were labeled correctly, and they didn't kill anybody or cause major side effects. And then the rest of us would decide whether they worked or not, and we would tell the drug companies, and we would tell everybody else whether it worked or not, instead of these phony studies that statin drugs work when they don't, and so on. So sure enough, if you want the court of public opinion on vitamin B17, I would say go to the Amazon discussion boards, type in vitamin B17, and read the accounts yourself. I became so tremendously convinced. And we know the mechanism now. There's no study on it yet, but I believe cyanide is troublesome. You get a little bit of it. It turns on the defensive antioxidant system. We know the gene that does it, called NRF, Nancy, Robert, Fred, NRF2. And the NRF2 gene transcription factor turns on internal antioxidants, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and heme oxygenase. These are enzymatic internal antioxidants. They would be effective against cancer. I believe that B17... a complete turnaround and U-turn for me. I wrote a whole book about cancer. But now I have a greater understanding, and I see these genuine, not disingenuous, testimonies. And I think this is what we ought to do with all the medicines. We ought to be telling medicine whether it works. We ought to be sharing that information. Problem is, there's so many ringers in there. There's so many people paid off, even by vitamin companies and everything else. But I will tell you, I'm taking a different opinion about Laetril and vitamin B17.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I've known some people that have told me it's been helpful. I've had some people who, went to Mexico, went to the clinics. I never know quite what to think about that, but I like what you said, Bill. Look, I think studies are interesting, and if they're done well and they're legitimate, they certainly can increase our knowledge. But the truth is, when I meet a person who's had a real health turnaround, I'm interested in that. You know, you read stuff on the internet. You're right. You never know if someone's telling you the truth or not. But I never argue with success. Now, real quick, before we take another break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, was there any truth? I had been told that the idea is cancer cells consume, I've been told, like 20 times the sugar as regular cells, so that the Laetril is sort of like cyanide bound to sugar. So the cancer cells would eat more of it than the regular cells and die from that. But you're saying that was probably not the mechanism, and it was likely that little bit of toxin was strengthening our own defenses. Am I understanding you right?
So the story is that we do know a mechanism, NRF2, and when there's slight biological toxins and things that bother us, then we know we can activate that. And so it rings true, and I do believe now that if they will do the studies, they will find this to be true, that Laetril, as we know it from apricot pits, as cyanide, the active ingredient amygdalin, when used in a modest dose but found in concentrated form, don't put apricot pits on between your teeth and try to crack them. You're going to crack your teeth. But the little B17 pills, read the accounts at Amazon. There's lots of products there, and you might want to take advantage of what's going on there. I do believe that it's a real big discovery.
Okay. Now, one thing, we've talked here and there in the show, but it's important, this idea of NRF2, this gene that upregulates your own antioxidant. And you've been telling us that if you eat fresh garlic now, you have to eat fresh garlic, and our sponsor, Garlazyme, also activates NRF2. So I understand you have some news about garlic as well. We'll take a short break here. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you. A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. Hey, tell your friends. Bill and I, and Bill Sardi, health journalist, is with me, Dave Stouter, health warrior. Bill and I want to give out as much information as we can. You know, Bill has alluded to the fact that so much of modern medicine, unfortunately, is distorted and wrapped around what benefits pharmaceutical companies, and then all that information gets spun for you to think it's in your best interest. Mother Nature's in your best interest, and that's what we're talking about here. Bill, I don't think, except to regular listeners of this program, the concept that you were just talking about, NRF2, a gene that upregulates our own internal antioxidants, I don't think that really concept is gotten into people's brains, but frankly, it might be one of the biggest things we could turn on and give the widest range of health benefits. Is that also why you've made the statement that garlic really should be replacing most of modern medicine?
Well, here's a wonderful story. It's a report. You know, I can't read it. It's all in Polish, except the abstract is in English. I can't even give you the journal. It's all in Polish. But it's a wonderful researcher in Poland, and I'll read some of it to you. The garlic, the facts and myths regarding human health. So what he's saying is garlic is one of the most researched, best-selling herbal products on the market. For centuries, was used as a traditional remedy for most health-related disorders. Widely used, food ingredient, spice, and get this, folks, aphrodisiac. Garlic's properties result from a combination of a variety of biologically active substances, and we've talked about those here on the air. The compounds in them work synergistically, says this Polish researcher, Dr. Majewski. And he says the active ingredients in garlic include alainase, an enzyme, and sulfur compounds like alaine, when mixed together, produces allicin, the primary active ingredient. Now, he says there's a lot of variation among garlic products sold for medicinal purposes. The concentration of allicin, the main active ingredient, and the source of garlic's distinctive odor depends on this being produced, allicin. And garlic, allicin is unstable, he writes, and changes into different chemicals rather quickly. It's documented that products often obtained even without allicin, such as aged garlic, seem to have health benefits. And some products have a coating, an enteric coating, to protect against attack by stomach acids. So the allicin is really made rather than degraded and destroyed. But he says, clinically, garlic's been evaluated for a number of purposes, hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, colds, atherosclerosis, and so on. But he says many available publications indicate even also antibacterial action, and it certainly thins the blood. But the variance in the products has caused a pause. Now, that's true. And the reason why we talk about Garlazyme, our wonderful sponsor's product, which you can find out about at garlazyme.com. Watch my little chalk talk there. Garlazyme, not Garlickzyme, but garlazyme.com. And you'll enjoy the little show we put on. There's also a little movie there. And we talk about Garlazyme because they added buffered alkaline minerals. It gets into your stomach. It neutralizes the stomach acid. Assuredly produces this allicin molecule, regardless of all the imposter products. You'll go to the store. You'll ask about allicin. It'll be right there on the label, and there is no allicin in there, and it will never make allicin. But they allow these imposters to make these claims. Well, Garlazyme assuredly delivers it because it negates the stomach acid. It doesn't rely on enteric coatings that don't work and so on. And it's a wonderful product. And guess what, folks? It's the most superior garlic pill on the market and the lowest price. $8.60 a month if you buy in quantity. And everybody hears me say that and they think there's a hitch here. I have to buy, 64 years worth. We're talking about buying 3 months worth. You get 1 month free. It costs $8.60 a month, about $34, and shipping is absolutely free. What's not to like? It's no price resistance, no shipping, and, of course, the garlic breath and odor is tremendously reduced if you experience any at all because of the alkalinization. So it's the world's only alkalinized garlic pill, and you should take advantage of it. It would replace most modern medicines, as this doctor says, in Poland. And the reason why garlic hasn't been adopted is just simply it's pungent, and it bites, and it's raw in our throat, and it hurts when you put it in your stomach, and you got that terrible garlic odor and breath. And that's what Garlazyme was made for. So if you want something, and I used to have garlic breath on all garlic pills. I don't have it anymore with Garlazyme. And, I was looking up. Didn't I send everybody a little wonderful story this week about a man who said that he took Garlazyme and what happened to him? And now I'm looking for the testimony, and I can't.
Let me chime in here. I want everybody to realize something. Some of you out in the audience may be saying, well, wait a minute now. I've taken a lot of garlic pills before. In fact, I eat garlic all the time. I put it in, my soups. I use garlic powder. I use garlic oil. And it hasn't replaced modern medicine for me. But that's the importance of this allicin and the hydrogen sulfide, because garlic has a lot of benefits. If you use garlic powder, garlic oil, garlic pills, you'll get some benefits. But unless you either crush fresh garlic and eat it that way or use Garlazyme, you won't get allicin. And that's really the king of the hill when it comes to garlic ingredients. So that's why this is so important, and why even if you take garlic pills or use a lot of garlic, you won't get all the benefits you can get from garlic unless you eat it fresh or take Garlazyme. So have we found the story, Bill?
I haven't found it, but we'll get it here in a moment. It's just one of the 4,000 pieces of paper on my desk.
Can I tell you one thing I'm noticing? One of the things, because, I remember what got people excited about allicin, this ingredient in garlic, was in a Petri dish, they would put candida yeast, which is something that often gets overgrown in the GI tract because of sugar and starches and causes a lot of problems. They'd get a Petri dish and they'd drop allicin in the dish and it wiped out the candida. So everyone just assumed, I'll take garlic pills and it'll wipe out candida. Well, that didn't quite work. So now that there's a garlic pill, Garlazyme, that actually has allicin, when people come in.
Here's the story, David.
Okay. I'll just say, this is turning into one of our best candida products, Bill. I just want to tell people that. Go ahead.
It does kill off candida. Here's a fellow named Tom, and he writes to me, says, I'm 62 years old. I get my blood tested every 3 months fighting cholesterol and triglycerides. 3 months ago, I told my doctor I was going to go off Trilipix for my triglycerides and substitute Garlazyme. The results last week were triglyceride level decreased from 201 to 101.
Wow.
Cholesterol from 179 total cholesterol to 121. And the first time since 1988, my thyroid dosage went down by a third. Garlazyme was the only variable I've changed over the last 3 months. My doctor was ecstatic and now will recommend Garlazyme over his other drugs to his patients. Isn't that amazing? Nature works again. So, and by the way, we're talking about hydrogen sulfide. I hope we're not talking over your head when we say that when you take garlic, it makes transiently makes a little bit of gas, and it's a toxic gas called hydrogen sulfide. They call it volcano gas. But it's just a little bit of it. Remember, we were talking to you about a little bit of a biological stressor would turn on your antioxidant system, and that's what hydrogen sulfide does. And it works. There's a wonderful new article out. Hydrogen sulfide is the resolution to inflammation and injury. So just giving a little bit of this garlic pill makes a slight amount of this toxic gas, which alerts your body to turn on all of its defenses. So it's a wonderful thing that six pharmaceutical companies trying to make a drug that would do what Garlazyme does. Amazing to me. So, how do you get it? 866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. If you're listening, leave your name and phone number. They'll get back to you. Remember what I said. You buy three 1 month supply bags. You get one free. Shipping is free. And it comes out about $8.60 a month. Where can you go wrong on this one? I love products that are economical, under 10 bucks. I love those kind of things. Garlazyme, 866-674-3955.
Yeah, it's, it reminds me almost of like vitamin D3, just a treasure trove of benefits and an inexpensive pill. But Bill, before we take a break here, it's interesting to me, and I encounter this a lot, I'm sure you do too. We've gotten so, as you like to say, cowed by modern medicine, that when we hear a story like you just told about Garlazyme, we think it's like a miracle, like we actually saw a UFO. And we should expect Mother Nature to do an amazing job, okay? We should expect the Creator to have given us things that are powerful and that know how to work in our body. And we should be leery of the clumsy pharmaceuticals that are out there that, yes, can save a life in an emergency. I'm well aware of that. But this chronic use of toxins to somehow achieve health.
Well, don't wait till they make these expensive drugs to do this, because your doctor's going to bless it so it brings people to his office. Use garlic. Don't get conned. Nature's going to do the same thing, and you're going to wait until they make an expensive drug out of it and believe the doctors and the drug companies. Come on. Don't get conned. Please. Use garlic. Use the one that works. It's called Garlazyme. It won't disappoint you in any way.
Right. Inexpensive, one pill, treasure trove of benefits.
866-674-3955. 866-674-3955.
All right, we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, but we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being here with us today. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. With us also, Bill Sardi. We co-host together. He's a health journalist, and we try to bring you information you can use. We talk about our couple of sponsors. You know, Bill, I was thinking about this. People are interested in anti-aging and not necessarily living longer as living healthier, but both would be great. And we talk a lot about many of the nutrients and botanicals and things that can help. Certainly the red wine molecule, resveratrol. We talk about Longevinex, the only product that actually has human and animal studies. It's the one that works. But, you know, are there anti-aging drugs? Is modern medicine even trying to do this? Have they come up with anything? Are they hiding anything from us? What's going on?
Believe it or not, there are four FDA-approved anti-aging pills, believe it or not. Now, are they promoting them by the drug companies? No. Are any doctors, a few, very handful of doctors, would be savvy enough to promote these for anti-aging? Now, I'm talking about not only slowing aging, but reversing it. Now, there are four of them because all of you are going to sit out there and wait for FDA approval. Now, your doctor's not going to bless these because they don't bring money to his office, and he can't prescribe off what they call off-label. Wait a minute. He can prescribe off-label any day he wants. It's the drug companies that can't take an unapproved use and promote for it. So doctors, out of compassion, can tell you to use any drug for any reason. So they could do this. But doctors aren't doing. Let me give you the four drugs. Metformin, if you're already on the anti-diabetic drug, metformin. And I'm going to read the headlines to you. Metformin from the journal Cell Cycle. Do we finally have an anti-aging drug? Written last year. Scientists discovered the anti-aging effects of metformin diabetes drug. Written in 2003, over 11 years ago. There is, is metformin an anti-aging drug? That was written in 2012. Could diabetes pill metformin work against aging? Written 2013 and so on. Lifespan of mice extended with metformin 2008. So the issue is that they're talking about metformin. What is metformin? It's an analog or an extract of the French lilac. Now, they made it an analog, that is a man-made version of it, so they could get patents and all that. But it's just from nature. It came from the French lilac tree. It's called a biguanidine drug, and it lengthens. And by the way, they think this is the first anti-cancer drug for cancer prevention, metformin. Okay, the second one is called Deprenil. It is more widely used in the United States for Parkinson's disease as Eldepril. It was brought into the market as an anti-aging pill many years ago. If you go online, you'll read of people, one doctor lived 108 years or something like this. There's another doctor called me, his mother lived 103. Putting him on low dose, there's the key, low dose Deprenil, Deprenyl, just 5 milligrams. Again, it's going to activate that NRF2 switch. Does the same thing we're talking about. A lot of these pills do, is the active same genetic switch. Deprenil, and you can read about it online, the forgotten anti-aging pill. Again, approved by FDA for Parkinson's disease as Eldepril. Then there's another one called Rapamune or Sirolimus. Sirolimus is a drug to fight autoimmune reactions, to calm your immune system down. So like with organ rejection or when you have autoimmune diseases. And it's called a target of rapamycin. It's an inhibitor of the target of rapamycin, meaning this drug, Sirolimus or Rapamune, is targeting a gene target called rapamycin, because there is an antibiotic called rapamycin, and it, this thing targets that, that where rapamycin goes and inhibits it. So in doing so, it's called an mTOR inhibitor. It prolongs life, again, if given only in a very, very small dose. I mean, this drug is terrible, has horrible side effects when given to people for autoimmune disease. But when given in just 1 milligram or two, just unbelievable small, again, activating that NRF2 switch is going to do us well and is known and is widely studied as an anti-aging pill. Finally, the last one is called cumbretastatin. It's not a statin drug for cholesterol, though it helps with cholesterol. It has a broad number of uses. A number of drug companies are fooling around with it. They're trying to make it something for various conditions. I won't go through all of them tonight, but cumbretastatin is an analog of a man-made version of
resveratrol.
Resveratrol.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Now, come on, folks. If you absolutely want to pay more and want a similar molecule, use cumbretastatin. If you want to save money and stop getting conned by the drug companies, use resveratrol. Okay? And all of these four are known to have anti-aging properties. Again, I don't know that you'd take all four. I don't think you would. But the point is that what are we sitting around waiting for? Our doctors are insurance billers. They're looking for the highest thing to bill insurance and whatever brings patients back. If it makes you healthy and you don't have disease and you age a lot slower or even reverses aging, which is the promise of such a pill, why would they want you to take it? You wouldn't need the medications. You would feel younger. You wouldn't be in a wheelchair. There's so many people afraid to get older only to spend more years in a wheelchair, drooling from their mouth. It's not going to happen when you discover an anti-aging pill. Now, the only one tested in humans and in animals, the best tested anti-aging pill, proven to activate more genes and mimic what we call a calorie-restricted diet, put laboratory animals on a calorie-restricted diet, and they will double their lifespan and health span, almost have no cancer at all. And that pill is a commercially available pill, Longevinix. It's our sponsored, like the word longevity, and longevinix.com. If you want to read more, we'll be happy to send you a free report, Why You Age, the Overmineralization Theory of Aging and Why Longevinix Counters That. But we've had so many wonderful reports. It's safer than an aspirin tablet. We've used resveratrol pills and particularly Longevinix for over 10 years now. And how do you get it? 866-405-4000. 866-405-4000. Remarkable reports of improving the health of the human eye and the heart and protecting the heart from mortal heart attacks and so on in animals. Remarkable in humans, it eradicated the first sign of blood vessel disease. What is it? It's a resveratrol pill amped up. It is weaponized resveratrol. Works 6 to 9 times stronger than plain resveratrol. Not expensive. Longevinix is its name. You take one pill a day. Again, too many of these resveratrol pills does you in. The only one that's been tested to have the right dose to activate the NRF2 switch to work far better than plain resveratrol is Longevinix. And we own the territory. There's 432 brands of resveratrol pills. Virtually none of them have any studies to validate any of these things. They're called shadow box products. They just shadow box Longevinix and say they do the same thing. It takes a combination of doses and the right ingredients to make it work far better than plain resveratrol. That's what Longevinix does. 866-405-4000. I can't tell you the number of people, they start on that Longevinix pill, they never let go of it again. They know what it'll do for them. They know they're mentally focused. They know they have more energy and stamina that change their lives. And we have a wonderful variety of it, the Blue Box Longevinix Advantage, made to help you look and feel younger, help you wipe out the wrinkles, have thicker, darker hair and smoother skin, and the Viagra effect even too. And that's called Longevinix Advantage. So there's two products. You may want to get acquainted with them. Someone once said, Everybody wants thick hair, smooth skin, and Viagra effect. And that's why we made that pill called Longevinex Advantage. It works. There's people tell us every day they'd never give it up. It's made their face look younger. It has hyaluronic acid in it, which is a space-filling, water-holding gel molecule, and it's wonderful to cushion your joints, smoothen your skin, thicken your hair, all of those wonderful things that make you look younger. So live longer, look younger, and be healthy. Longevinex, 866-405-4000. And none of this was hype. We've been doing this for 10 years. We have a lot of science on Longevinex. If you'd like to examine it, ask us. We'll send it to you, 866-405-4000. Leave your name and phone number. The folks there at our at the Las Vegas Shipping Center, distribution center, will get back to you. That's April and Justin and Diana, who work wonderfully at our company, and they are there to help serve you, make sure you know you're doing the right thing, and help you in any way possible. 866-405-4000.
I have to chime in here as a retailer. You know, it's easy to come. It's easy to send something in your mail and say, ours is the only one that does this, whatever our product is. Our product is proven to do that. Our product is 10 times better than this other product or some other thing. It's an easy thing to say. It's an easy thing to give it in your mailbox or put it on the internet. But I have to tell you, as a retailer who takes all these claims skeptically, this product has the studies to back up what Bill Sardi has just said. I want you all to know that I have looked into it, and this is a product that invites scrutiny. It's pretty amazing. Resveratrol is an amazing molecule. It's not the easiest thing to actually get it into a pill that would do anything. It's delicate. It has to be handled properly. And this is the product. So I would encourage you, this is one of these things that I love as well. One pill, one a day, that does so many things for you. Resveratrol is a remarkable molecule. You know, Bill, that's why it's so easy that you and I can talk about Longevinex and resveratrol, at least some every week.
Look, you're going to get some resveratrol if you take any of those little copycat products. The point is, you may be disappointed because you're not getting your money's worth. Longevinex knows that the resveratrol molecule exposed to light becomes a degraded form that doesn't work. We take very, very precious caution and fold our resveratrol molecule in plant starches and dextrins so that sunlight can't get to it. And then we encapsulate it in an opaque capsule. We're the only ones who present resveratrol to you in a biologically active and stable form that is protected from sunlight or any kind of light degradation. So it's important that you understand why ours works and the others don't. And it's been tested against plain resveratrol and works far better. So we take all of that. We call it research-grade resveratrol.
Well, Bill, we're out of time, but I want you to give that toll-free number again.
866-405-4000. Remember, we don't oversell people. Get acquainted. 866-405-4000. It's Longevinex. Remember the product. Thank you all for listening.
Yep, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.